Hi, I'm Jane Nofke. I've been a member of the group, I think, for 5 and a half, 6 years. I really can't remember. I usually write about my childhood in northern Wisconsin and all my Finnish relatives, but every now and then I get a, when we go to our group, I get a prompt that reminds me of something that happened when I was in college, and this is one of those. This is called Blind Date. When I was a freshman at UW-Madison, I went on a blind date. Well, two, actually, but the first one was so awful that I have pretty much repressed the memory of it. So it was actually my second blind date. Mary Karen, one of my dorm friends, had a boyfriend in an ag fraternity. He was looking for dates for pledges. I didn't want to go, but she was my friend and she talked me into it. There would be beer and dancing in the fraternity house. Maybe it would be okay. On the Saturday night, Elaine, another girl from the dorm, and I were picked up by two perfectly presentable and polite young men. So far, so good. I was feeling good, dressed as I was in the height of fashion on campus that spring, wheat-colored jeans and a madras plaid shirt. The fraternity house was packed with girls dressed much as I was, and their eager, laughing dates. The beer, of course, was flowing freely. My date disappeared into the crowd gathered around the keg and emerged carrying two foaming glasses. Beer dripped over the rim and onto my hands as I accepted it from him. I must have thanked him for the beer, but if I did, those words would be almost the last I spoke to him before the end of the evening. This sounds grim, I know. But actually, I had a great time with this boy, who remains nameless in my memory. The stranger and I danced every dance, the slow shuffling ones as well as every twist, jerk, pony, monkey, and watusi. Long hair flying, perspiration gathering on my skin, shirt sticking to my back, I danced unselfconsciously in that hot, crowded room. It really was great. My date must have asked occasionally if I wanted another beer because we continued to drink and dance. It was noisy. Conversation would have been difficult even if we had been inclined to talk to each other, but we kept dancing. I loved it. This is interesting to me. I can't remember being the least bit curious about who this boy was. And obviously the feeling was mutual. Only as dance partners were we a perfect couple. Unfortunately, the evening was not over when the lights came up and everyone started to leave the fraternity house. My date drove us home. In the back seat, Elaine was sloppy drunk and making out enthusiastically with her blind date. We pulled into the brightly lit parking lot behind the First National Bank and across Johnson Street from our dorm. The activity in the back seat continued. I thanked the stranger beside me for a really fun evening. He leaned over to kiss me. It was a good kiss, and I did enjoy kissing him back. His friend in the back seat sounded a little breathless between kisses as he suggested we go elsewhere to find a darker place to park. Yes, Elaine said, that's a good idea. My date asked politely if that was okay. I pointed out that it was already a couple of minutes past curfew and that Elaine and I would be campused if we didn't go right in. Suddenly, my nice, polite date became sullen and angry. The night may have been young, as he said it was, but I didn't even know him. Why did he think I owed him something? I opened the car door. He sat stiffly behind the wheel, staring straight ahead. "Aren't you even going to walk me to the door?" I said. No answer. I got out, slammed the door, and marched with as much dignity as I could muster across the parking lot and an empty Johnson Street. I had to knock to get in. 10 minutes late. A moment later, Elaine stumbled to the door. Hair and clothing askew, lipstick smeared, she glared at me. "You ruined everything," she hissed as she lurched up to the stairs. The next Saturday night, As I sat in my room, campused, not allowed to leave the dorm after being given 10 late minutes, I pondered the experience. Elaine was still mad at me. That was okay. I didn't like her much. She was being punished in her own room. Mary Karen, who had talked me into going on the date, was fighting with her boyfriend. When she heard that Elaine had won a nasty contest the fraternity boys called the pig pool, she was rightly outraged and had told her boyfriend never to ask her again to get blind dates for his friends. I sighed. This was a reminder to me that while boys were allowed to be boys, girls were still given ugly names for similar behavior. As I sat alone in my room, considering these things, I made a resolution that I never broke. No more blind dates.